In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly, but if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800 or go to awaken180weightloss.com.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, welcome to the exciting Christmas podcast. It's 2021, Ray, and it's
Christmas. You're right
Christmas
about that, because tomorrow it'll be over and we'll miss Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome, huh?
And everybody will leave, right? They'll all go home.
They'll all go home, back to whatever they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
They'll all be occupied, though. They gotta take all that crap they put up down.
They can get away from here, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Leave us alone.
Yep.
So, Ray, did you get anything good for Christmas yet?
I got some videos left to do for my channel.
Got some videos for Christmas?
Oh, for Christmas.
We're doing a Christmas podcast. That's a video.
That's a video.
You got the Taste of Talk podcast.
That's a video. Oh, I did that for Christmas because I bought those.
I uploaded a Minecraft video. It wasn't Christmassy, but it's there. You got that to look forward to.
Yep.
Got plenty of videos for Christmas.
Yes.
You know what I didn't get for Christmas, Ray?
No.
An NFT.
National Football Team?
Well, I didn't get that either, but apparently, it's called a non-fungible token.
Non-fungible token.
Yes.
Well, you mean non-fundable token.
It says fungible.
Fungible. F-U-N-G-A-B-L-E.
Pretty sure it says fungible.
If it does say that, I would really like to know, why does it have something to do with a fungus?
It is a fungus, apparently. Because it... NFT stands for non-fungible token.
Oh, non-fungible.
Fungible.
F-U-N-G-I-B-L-E, non-fungible token.
It's a
that
fungus.
Makes a little more sense. Mm. No, it doesn't have anything to do with fungus.
I think it's a fungus.
Oh, good for you.
Mm. What are the questions that we have? There's nothing like an explosion of blockchain news to leave you thinking, what's going on here? It's a feeling I've experienced while reading Grimes getting more millions off of NFTs. That's right, people. They're selling these things for millions of dollars.
What are they? What is a non-fungible token, anyway?
Basically, it's art on the internet.
Art on the internet.
Yeah, in a way.
So can I create a picture, put it on the internet, and call it an NFT and make millions of dollars off it?
Yeah. Why not?
Tell me how to do that. I'd like to do that right now.
I'll take a picture of you, and I'll sell it on the internet for millions
of dollars.
I think
Dylan would sell more.
It's like... it doesn't make any sense. So, basically, these people are... NFTs work? At the very high level, most NFTs are part of a blockchain, whatever the blockchain is. I guess it's like cryptocurrency.
It's based on that technology.
So, crypto's nothing but a joke. This is nothing but a joke.
Crypto is a joke. Mm-hmm. It's actually also going downhill.
Not to mention that all it would take is the servers going away. That's it. You're broke.
Aside from the fact, you know how much energy that uses just to generate cryptocurrency? Mm-hmm. Especially Bitcoin.
Fuck, I don't even trust banks. Why am I going to trust a stranger down in Iowa?
Well, I wouldn't trust Bitcoin then, because Bitcoin is more than apt to screw you than a bank.
I'm not going to trust no damn guy with a server in Iowa that's doing crypto mining or nothing like that. It's stupid. But it could be anything digital, such as drawings, music, your brain. Download and turn into AI.
How do they do your brain?
Yes, you download your brain into AI.
They don't have that technology
anything
yet.
Anything digital can become an NFT. Now, why did we bring this up? Well, I've got a little argument for a no-name nerd.
Is that something to do with good the Gory Boys, too?
Yeah, so if anybody knows, we were affiliates with No-Name Nerds.
Who's this No-Name Nerds? I don't know.
They are a t-shirt company. They create gaming jerseys.
I thought you used Spreadshirt.
We do. That's for my main designs. This is something that we were just posting to make a little bit of cash.
Okay.
You could officially buy the Phil Gamer shirt, and you could buy the Gory Crap shirts on there. That's all you could get on there. And they were cool gaming jerseys. And you could have got about 10%, 15% off by using Bell Gamer 612 or something like some weird number like that. So, we were doing this for a little while. And then just last week, a post came up. Them talking about, we're doing NFTs. And they're like, do what? And I looked at these NFTs, Ray. $4,000.
What?
$4,000 for one of their NFTs.
I'm not paying no $4,000 for a piece of art.
But they're doing a discount. They're doing a Christmas discount. They're discounting it from $4,000 to $50.
Well, of course they can, because it doesn't cost anything. Mm-hmm. So, of course they can drop the price. It's pure profit. What are these people, greedy fucks?
Yeah, basically. You can inflate, deflate, and do whatever you want with that price. It doesn't matter. But the fun fact is that these NFT people are stupid. All you've got to do is right-click Save Image As. Boom, you've got yourself one.
I don't know if they're as stupid as you think. Because capitalism itself is really stupid.
Yeah. So, basically, this one company, the No Name Nerds, decided they were going
to
be
smart.
They're
just trying to get a quick buck, like everybody else is doing.
Yeah. But they were trying to be smart, right? They made it to where it wasn't an actual image that you could click and download. They made it a video file.
Sorry, they're not smart.
No, you can download a video file.
Sorry, buddy, they're not smart.
MP4 to GIF. Easy.
I can create an image of something, put it on the internet, and call it an NFT and see if I can get some money off it.
Exactly.
Problem is, you're going to be surprised how many people are going to get anything.
NFTs. Like I said, you can easily just click right-click, save as. Boom, you got yourself.
Yeah, just steal the shit.
Yeah.
If they want to sell something for $4,000 and try to make a big buck, just go ahead and steal the fucking shit.
Mm-hmm. It's just like, I would rather them make profit off of printouts. Printouts make more sense to me. Merchandise makes more sense to me.
$4,000
anything
without any effort put into the production is ridiculous.
It is. And have you seen some of these
pictures?
Regardless
of what it is.
I'm going to show you a picture of some NFTs for the monkeys. And these are some NFTs. These are worth millions of dollars.
They're basically speculators.
They're the same picture, just redesigned.
The people that are selling... Yeah, they're just artwork. People are just putting it up there and speculating on what it's supposed to cost.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And like I said, it's literally the same image over and over and over again. Just a new outfit and a new facial pose.
That's all it takes.
And that's all you gotta do.
And they probably won't get hit or copyright either.
You can mass produce these bad boys.
Oh, yeah. They think they're gonna make a killing.
Mm-hmm. They were originally probably going to make a killing until people called them out on their bullshit, realizing how stupid this idea is.
Well, aside from the fact, from an economic perspective, it will be ridiculous because there's no effort put into it. So they're just throwing money around like it's water, and eventually that's going to collapse. That cannot last.
See, they're thinking an online art trade is going to be the thing of the future. Same thing with money online.
That's not art. There's no value to it.
When a computer can generate an image just like that, just as good, if not better.
It's not art.
The computer could be an artist at this point.
But how much money can you put on a computer being an artist?
All right, so there's a website that you can go to called This Person Does Not Exist.
That's an interesting website name.
And it generates an image. And this image isn't a real person.
And that's what they're selling.
You could literally do that. Why wouldn't you be able to do that? I could go into This Person Does Not Exist, because nobody could sue me, because they don't exist. So it wouldn't be like I was using their image. And it's a generated website that generates these images countlessly, so nobody could prove that I got it from there.
So how is that worth anything?
It's not.
That's the thing.
But, I
but they're trying to say that it
beer
is.
Bank, dude. You could really, really profit off of that. But you know who else profits off of things during the holidays?
Amazon, Walmart, all those big-name chain stores.
True, true. How about McDonald's?
Probably.
McDonald's makes a killing. It's the only restaurant that's open on Christmas.
No, they're not. Downtown's closed.
Did they close?
They're closed, unless they're open later. But I was there this morning, and they were closed. The one in Cherokee was open, but only for drive-thru. And I think that's because there's a gas station there.
Shocking. Absolutely shocking. Usually McDonald's worldwide is usually open. I guess our McDonald's is small enough that they had shit done.
They weren't open last year either, because I went there in the year before.
We're too small to be. Well, they're each individually owned by a specific person, so.
They're franchises, so yes. Yeah. Walmart, by the way, is not.
Walmart's not open, or?
Not the franchise.
Oh. Walmart's a conglomerate. But what would you do if you got a half a meal, and inside this half a meal is a not-so-happy toy?
What do you mean? What kind of toy?
Ex-McDonald worker disturbed after discovering raunchy Ronald toy.
Well, we all know Ronald's a pedophile.
A former worker at the fast food giant has left Facebook users traumatized after sharing a picture of a disturbing old Ronald McDonald toy he discovered at a charity shop. It's basically Ronald McDonald's.
I can understand why the parents would be concerned. I don't know if I'd want Ronald around my kids either.
It's Ronald McDonald's head on a Ken doll Barbie doll with the red spandex and his french fries are sticking out.
Let me see this picture.
Like the pubic hairs.
Wow, you got to show that when you do this podcast. Mm-hmm. How are you going to show it? It's a podcast.
Yeah, it's an audio podcast. You can't show it.
Just
click on the link.
You just need to imagine what this thing looks like. I mean, it's basically Ronald McDonald, slightly naked, but not so much. Just his genitals are covered.
You just don't want to see his McNuggets.
No.
That's not a very happy meal.
Unless you're, I don't know.
Ronald McDonald, the famous face of the fast food chain, is remembered fondly by many for children's parties and nostalgic adverts. But a raunchy find in the charity shop leaves some people quite disturbed. Like I said, I like how his french fries are sticking out. It just looks like something that like the cheapo knockoff shops would make. Because it doesn't have the same colors or nothing.
Or maybe it was put there as a joke by some worker maybe. That was disgruntled or something. He says, well, I'm gonna cause some controversy today. I'm going to sneak something into our Happy Meals.
It'd be the first time that somebody's done that to a charity shop. Heck, there was the one thrift shop down here that I went over to the children's section because every once in a while the children's section has some good movies. And somebody stuck in Happy Tree Friends. That's not a children's movie.
No, it's not. But the other thing I should say about this is, I mean, yes, most people know that Ronald McDonald's a pedophile. And most people realize that he's going to go out of his way not to be seen that way. So that kind of thing is not something Ronald would probably want done.
Nobody was loving it that day.
Nope.
The family-friendly clown who represents the fast food chain had left one former employee disturbed after seeing a clown in a new light. Cy Ewing couldn't believe it after he discovered a bizarre Ronald McDonald figurine in a charity shop, showing the clown in a Speedo with fries sticking out of his top. The former staffer took to Facebook, sharing his distress. People instantly run to Facebook about these kind of things that happen.
People run to Facebook about everything. That's what it is today.
Yeah, they literally run to Facebook for everything. You want to save a wild animal that's trapped in a trap, make sure to film that shit. Hold out your phone and just like, yeah, I'm saving this wild animal. I'm doing charity.
No, you're not. Not unless you actually go out of
your way. Helping a homeless person, giving them money. Make sure you film that. What else? You're doing something awesome. You're breaking up a fight. Film
that. But is it really for charity, or is it just done to make yourself feel better? Because if it's just done to make yourself feel better, it's not really charity.
It's like you got to do the selfie. Like,
you got to do the selfie.
I'm doing cool things. I'm being charitable. I'm being profitable. He spent days throwing the charity shops in the cellar, and he said visits so many he couldn't remember exactly where he'd seen it. So he visited that charity shop often. I hope these fries are not the some festering condition he caught. That put me right off the McDonald's chips. Oh, yeah, because they don't call them fries, they call them chips.
This, man. I mean, I would believe Ronald McDonald was a pedophile before I believe Biden was.
Signature red face and striped socks mean there's no mistaking that this is Ronald McDonald, despite the lack of yellow overalls.
Yellow overalls is kind of funky.
Apparently, this is from the UK. So this is all up in the United Kingdom.
Stuff is a little more lax over there.
We got some weird toys up in the United Kingdom. So what would you do? You get that in the kids' meal. And you're just like,
I would just laugh. I'd say, thank you.
Yeah. You'd be loving it, wouldn't you, right?
I would.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. This. I don't know. Who made this?
Who made what?
Who made this toy?
You'll probably never know.
Some pervert.
Yeah. Somebody.
Well, he could have made it for, like, a special employee or something like that, you know, jokingly. It looks like a fake design that they literally stuck the head on an animatronic figure, and that's how they got
it. I don't think it's animatronic or would have be able to move and stuff.
The action of figures.
You're like Gijo.
Mm-hmm. Well, this kind of thing, though, this kind of thing might get you banned on Twitch if you show this off, though.
You think so?
I would think so. I mean, hell, they banned their own people that run the company.
Amazon?
Yeah. Amazon briefly banned itself on Twitch after a rogue host exposed herself on air.
Oh. Who is this rogue host?
Oh, she's showing her nipple.
Because she wants viewers.
Mm-hmm.
Why else would you show? I mean, if I was going to get a good view and I could get some money, I'd be showing my damn nipple, too.
I whipped out my dick once and I got banned.
Mm. I know. That's the only thing I worry about. You can get banned.
Mm-hmm.
But you still can get some likes and views. People want to see that shit, man.
Yeah, they do. It's a weird internet mix-up. No, it wasn't a weird internet mix-up. It happens. Hell, they weren't even going to ban
Janet that, Jackson's nipple sewing was a weird mix-up, too. But it happened.
Yeah? But she was wearing those things on her, too.
Yeah.
Little stars where you can still see the nipple, but
yeah,
like covering up. At this point, just let a person see a nipple, okay?
Yeah, now, what's the big deal?
It's a nipple.
It's a nipple. Have you ever seen a nipple before?
Okay.
I have.
You can look in the mirror, see a nipple.
Yeah. What's the big deal? So it's a fucking tit.
Go outside, see a nipple.
Yeah, exactly.
Walk into a daycare, see. No. I don't know, they breastfeed nowadays.
Breastfeed in public.
Yeah. Whatever. Just pop it out. There it is. It looks like Amazon briefly suspended its Spanish language Prime Video Twitch channel on Sunday after a host exposed herself on air, according to the reports from the BBC. The ban was lifted in less than 24 hours. Of course it was. That's not fair, though, because normal people would get banned for 24 to 48 hours. But you can't ban their own company. They gotta follow the rules, too. You pop a tit, you gotta follow the rules and accept the ban, just like everybody else does. It's the way it works.
Was she working for Amazon? Or?
I guess so. It occurred during the talk show Esto es un latte.
Esto es un latte.
Or at the end of what BBC described as an hour-long broadcast, we are about to be banned, said host and comedian in our Alvarez while lifting up her shirt during the live stream. Come on, they're going to ban us. She briefly exposed her nipple to the camera quickly. It doesn't sound like an accident, then.
Probably not.
It's like, we're about to be banned, as she said while lifting up her shirt during the live stream.
It's not an accident. Well,
maybe not. Maybe
she didn't mean to show her nipple.
She briefly exposed her nipple. The camera quickly cut away. Channel split the card in a few seconds before and fully clothed Alvarez and colleagues. A few hours last minute, channel was banned. It doesn't sound like it was an accident. It sounded like she was doing this.
Why are they even worried about it? Why is this even banned? Why are they even worried about it? It's just a fucking nipple.
Mm-hmm. The streamer's banned a Twitch account that tracks latest bans on Twitch. Showed it was banned, and now I have explained this to my bosses. Tell them, I promise that from now on I'll always wear a bra to host the show. But she wasn't even wearing a bra. She did this intentionally.
Because there's such taboo on these subject matters, people are going to do this shit, or haven't people figured that out yet?
This is on purpose. Come on.
I know, but why do you think she did that? If it was accepted culturally, she wouldn't be doing it, because she had no reason to. She did it because she knew it wasn't accepted. So all the people that are bitching about it are just making more people want to do it.
Mm-hmm. Twitch has a set guideline regarding nudity and sexually suggestive content, and for those who were present as women exposing nipples, is not allowed. Well, it seems like Alvarez knew the rules before she lifted her shirt on camera. It's not clear why she took the action.
I can almost guarantee you religion's behind it.
Yeah, garner views for such a video, where she did it out on the wing. Now, she did it for the views. A Twitch representative declined to comment. Of course they did. She totally did it for the clicks. Totally did it for the views.
Oh, no doubt.
Hey, it's probably going to be the best show and news show on Twitch.
I mean, let's face it. People don't generally take off their shoes and socks and throw them in front of a camera thinking they get a lot of views. Why? Because nobody cares about shoes and feet. But God forbid if it's a nipple.
No. There are people that like feet.
There are foot fetishes. Yes, but the vast majority of people are not going to cause an uproar if I take my shoes off and show my feet.
There are some freaky dicky people out there that love feet.
Oh, I know.
I've seen them. They get all crazy about feet. They're like, oh, feet.
I know. You know one of them.
Yeah, I do. Not personally, but I do know him. There's a girl named Nanners. She has an absolute foot obsession. I don't think feet are sexy.
No.
Feet are just gross. We should cover up our feet.
It depends on the foot, though. I mean, some feet could be gross. Some feet smell.
Do you think feet could ever be sexy? Flat out. Do you think feet could ever be sexy?
I think anything can be sexy depending on a person's preference. I mean, there's all kinds of sexual fetishes. And have you ever taken a look at how many paraphilias there are?
That's for the paraplegic.
Tons. Paraphilia is a sexual disorder where somebody's attracted to something other than... It could be anything. It could be inanimate objects. It could be portions of the body. Anything that's not normal.
Yeah. Midgets.
Yeah, that's considered one. Cats? Animal zoophilia?
Yeah, I've seen that. But the amputees one, it's like specifically amputees, though. It's like, what?
There's a number of weird ones.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, amputees we love too, but to be specifically sexually attracted.
The question then becomes, what would cause somebody to be like that? Usually something happens in a childhood that they get fixated on and then they grow
start
up.
Start dreaming about getting their limbs chopped off?
It usually happens at a young age. They're attracted to something that's... And if something happens where they don't get the normal attraction, so they fall revert back to something that mesmerized them at a young age.
You had some fucked up dreams back in the day. My most messed up dream was, like, I would have, like, food or something in my mouth, and I could never get it all out whatsoever.
Well, phobias can be started in a similar fashion.
Mm-hmm.
People that are... almost drowned in early stage, like 2 or 3, you're going to usually end up being very afraid of water.
I did almost drown, but it was like 5 or 6.
That's usually later than what it would cause a phobia. A lot of phobias are generally between 2 and 4 years old,
yeah.
Maybe even younger.
I did have 2 traumatizing experiences with drowning. So,
although anybody, I mean, even if you're 8 or 9 years old, if you almost drown, you might be afraid of water because you almost, the thought of dying is going to be there.
Yeah, well, I was 5 or 6, we were in a pool. And we had a small little boat, and the boat turned over on top of me, and I was trapped underneath the boat.
So that's why you don't like water.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you don't like the river.
And then there was another time, about 8 or 9, that I was underwater and I couldn't get out. So it's like struggling.
There are therapy sessions that can help you with a fear of water.
I don't even think it helped me about this time. I'm 35 years old. Ain't no damn amount of therapy I could pay for that's going to help me with all my mental
problems.
Well,
that's the key that you can pay for.
I find a damn homeless person that would accept $5, and maybe he can give me some therapeutic sessions. It'd be about the equivalent. Or maybe he can give me some of his drugs. I don't know.
You mean a little weed?
Take 2 of these and call me in the morning. I'm like, okay.
There's one person. What? That's actually 2 people that I know that you could go to. Wayne or David. You know why?
You know Wayne's got some fuck shit, man.
And you know David has a pot. Is a pothead too, right?
I think he was. I don't think he's supposed to anymore. That was medical, though.
Yeah, it was medical.
Wayne, on the other hand, got another medical wrong with him.
Wayne just like pot.
Wayne and Pot go side by side.
Yes, they do.
Like Wayne and Lucky Charms, they go side by side. Maybe there's a triangle going on. Wayne gets the pot, gets the munchies, goes for the Lucky Charms.
Maybe.
And then the fetish continues.
Maybe.
Wayne, I don't know what's going on in this box.
How do you know what goes through that guy's head?
You know Wayne's got some weird fetishes.
Oh.
Somebody needs to get the money to do a deep dive into Wayne's mind.
Wayne and his brain.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a nice thing.
The brain of the Wayne.
The brain of the Wayne. That would be a nice movie.
Mm-hmm. Stay tuned in 2024.
There's an old suicidal tendency song called Trip to the Brain.
There's Insane in the Membrane.
Cypress Hill. Mm-hmm. Insane in the Membrane. But
Insane in my man Wayne.
Insane in my man Wayne.
He's insane, got the Wayne.
I wonder if Wayne is listening.
No, I doubt it. He's listening on the road. He's like, hey, they're talking about me, son.
Yeah. He's down in New Hampshire. Hell he is.
Yeah, he's in New Hampshire. What did he say? Doing electrical work with internet lines or something like that.
Yeah.
I knew Wayne was smart, but I didn't think he was that smart.
Oh, that
Wayne has weird intelligence.
Wayne's a lot of facts. I know that. He used to have a book that he used to have with all the stuff in it. So, I mean, I don't know.
Wayne's scale of intelligence is indifferent.
Who's this?
This mom.
That's your new car?
Yeah.
I thought it was different than that.
Yeah. Yeah, Wayne's scale of intelligence is quite different.
Yeah. I don't know what his IQ was.
I don't know. But we managed to fill out 30 minutes, I guess. So, that's always a good thing.
That's a good thing.
We kind of went off the topic, so that's fine. It happens.
It's a podcast. Get over it.
Yeah, exactly. Tune in whenever the next episode is. It's not weekly anymore, so I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
See
you. You won't see me again till June.
No. Bye.
In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly, but if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800 or go to awaken180weightloss.com.